very disappointing news that the HSE say that the respite house will be open in November, but they said that it will be open in August, back in July. So I wouldn't be at all surprised at this stage to hear from the HSE in November that it will be open again in February, because, I mean, this seems to be the way that they're carrying on, and it's very disappointing. And I must say, while it's disappointing for me, it must be extremely disappointing for the families that depend on it for respite care for their loved ones.
And indeed, there are numerous issues surrounding this facility, especially with regards to the 7-day-a-week respite service.
For a long time, the HSE had restricted respite service because they claimed that they couldn't get staff. Then they recruited staff, and then they claimed they still couldn't do the 7-day respite. And then they announced that they were handing it over to Rehab Care, that they were going to provide respite at the centre from that point on. But since then, it hasn't opened at all, because they claimed in July that it was for a fire certificate and that it would be opened in August. And now they're claiming that it'll be opened again in November.
So indeed, the pressure must remain on to ensure that it is open next month.
Well, that's it. We have to keep the pressure on them, and I'm keeping as much pressure as I can on the HSE. But unfortunately, I think the HSE are immune to pressure, and the HSE just are a law unto themselves, and families and people who depend on the respite home are being left on the back foot at all stages. And it seems to be a kind of cynical ploy to maybe save money on behalf of the HSE, probably because of the Children's Hospital in Dublin is overrun, and this is the outworkings of it.